Okay, so next song is Rock and Roll Heaven, which really, you know, was an argument of being the final song on the record, because it bookended Death by Rock and Roll as this kind of uplifting version of it. But Rock and Roll Heaven really was just a story of rock and roll. I think we got in everything we wanted to get in there.
Yeah, it's just kind of...
Yeah, and it just plays itself quarterly and stuff. Do I think there's anything...
I think it kind of hits all those moments that you want it to touch on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think a lot of people start... That's where people start using the country word in our...
Yeah, which...
Which
that's
we don't,
not what
we don't think of it that way, but I definitely don't. To me, it has much more. I mean, just right away from the get-go, it's very Elton John.
Yeah, the piano is a pretty big part of the harmonic content.
But then once you play, as soon as that acoustic guitar comes in, everyone just goes country music.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, okay, I don't know.
It's like more Southern rock.
Southern rock,
Neil Young, Allman Brothers.
The Eagles.
Eagles.
California E to me, more than Southern rock, though. That's like...
Eagles.
Yeah.
Or are you saying...
It sounds California.
This sounds California. Yeah. Well, I like that. Yeah. Jackson Brownie.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's how we kind of think of
it. Yes, more of singer-songwriter-y.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's
that double stop.
That thing. That,
that's might little... be.
Was that the Juicy Fruit theme that you just played?
Listen. But this was a song that we had a demo for that was also half of it. And then it was kind of a quandary whether we were going to do it. And then we kind of decided yes and finished it.
Yep.
Well, obviously.
Like every song on this album, we flip-flopped many times on it.
Yeah.
including it.
Yeah.